This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor pinch running at second. The pitch, Nick Gonzalez. Grounded up the middle and through. Base hit. Taylor tags third. He's on his way home. Matos' throw is laid in. The Pirates win it. They came all the way back from down four in the ninth. And on the first pitch of the 10th inning, they are walking off winners in Pittsburgh. What a game.
Refreshing, isn't it? Very refreshing. Pirates win 7-6. They're behind 6-2 going into the ninth inning. Tied it. It's capped off by an O'Neill Cruz rocket hit into right field that brought home the game tying run. Nick Gonzalez with that automatic runner on second base in the 10th. Just shot one right up the middle. And Nick Gonzalez has been everything we've wanted him to be since being called up from AAA. Jiwon Bae played in the game yesterday after being called up from AAA. We'd love to see that. Good things to look forward to here from the Pirates, it looks like. My name is Nicholas Arikelis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and the average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. 412-928-9370. You can call me. Tell me. What do you think? What do you think about this win? What excited you the most about the Pirates' win yesterday? And what do you think? I mean, what do you think? What's the mood here? There's some good and some bad to take from this one. Ultimately, good. We'll start here. This is where you want to see your team. This is where you want to see the Pirates. The Pirates needed some players to start being heroic and starting to come through. And, you know, expect some of these players to come through in the clutch and be the guys that you can have faith in to come through in clutch situations. And so when I see O'Neill Cruz go 3-for-5 yesterday with a run batted in, that ninth inning game-tying run batted in. But three hits for him and five at-bats, and I'm like, yeah. Fantastic. Andrew McCutchen, 2-for-5. Put a ball in play, reached on an error yesterday, but put a ball in play that helped in that ninth inning. And he got a run batted in that game. Reynolds, no hits in five at-bats, but drove in two. It's good to see Nick Gonzalez 2-for-5 with that game winner. So these are the players that you look at, and you're like, yeah, this is what we want. If you have two or three guys who are coming through, you're better off. I mean, the Pirates were dismal with their offense toward the end of April. This is more like it. This is great. I mean, not only you have those numbers, right? Those are the totals, and you look at those and say, you know, on their face, in a blanket sense, in an overarching sense, that's great. But, man, they came through in the ninth, got a little lucky on a misplay by the Giants shortstop. But, hey, they put the ball in play. They hustled. And they came all the way back. And that's what you want to see. And I have faith in this team to be able to repeat that process. And you've got a pretty good lineup strung together now, which should be adjusted for Ke'Bryan Hayes when he comes back. But McCutchen batting leadoff, that's been a formula for success. Brian Reynolds, number two, I like that. And then you got Cruz batting third and Connor Joe batting fourth. Your top four right there should rarely, if at all, be touched. And Nick Gonzalez as the number five hitter, I kind of like that too. I mean, he's earned it. I mean, the way he was batting in the minors this season to start, and he's come up to the majors, and it's just translated. That's what you need. That's what you needed, and that's what you still need in some sense, but that's what you've gotten here. There's a few other guys to carry the weight. You're not focusing on those one or two guys. There are threats all throughout the lineup. But as I talked about, having threats all throughout the lineup now creates a situation where you can rely on one or two hero figures to come through in big spots and contribute to you winning games. O'Neill Cruz was that hero guy yesterday. Three hits and a game-tying hit in the ninth to at least push it to extras, tie it at six, which did set the stage, created the opportunity for the Pirates to walk it off in the bottom of the 10th inning. But Nick Gonzalez being in there and being a legitimate threat, Connor Joe staying relatively consistent, one hit and five yesterday. Not great, but, I mean, a hit is a hit. And he's been consistent with that all season. Right, you have enough of those guys in the lineup that pitchers have to think about, maybe worry about a little bit. And now you start to create that tier for the heroes to come through. O'Neill Cruz, don't want to jinx it, seems like he's found it. O'Neill Cruz seems like he's the guy you can rely on now. Keep him in the middle of the order. I like him as the number three hitter. And that's good. Andrew McCutchen batting leadoff is a good idea. I'm glad they're still doing that too. DH, number one hitter in the order, I'm good with that. I'm good with the way the lineup's constructed, and I've got more faith now in this offense. Pitching we got to touch on a little bit too, because there are some concerns now with that. But these are some of the games that you want to have. Like, these are some of the games too that the best teams, the teams that make the playoffs, teams that contend for the playoffs, these are games that you win. Sometimes you got to come back and you got to pull one out of seemingly nowhere. And the Pirates yesterday were seemingly out of the game. And a bunch of hits strung together with some luck with a defensive miscue got them a win in a series opener and a homestand opener. That was one of six they're going to play at PNC Park this week. They've got three against the Giants. Game two's today at 6:40. But three games against the Giants and then a weekend series with the Atlanta Braves. Good way to start that. Ideally, don't want to set this situation up again. But good to make up for that four-run deficit late in the game. Giants 6 runs on 9 hits. Pirates 7 runs on 11 hits. Each team had an error. Is this offense, do you trust it? Do you think this offense can be consistent? Do you think the Pirates lineup is where it should be right now? Is there anything you would change? I know one thing that we all would change. Rowdy Tellez wasn't in the lineup yesterday. I didn't see any news as of this morning whether he is going to be taken off the roster, DFA'd, or released. No news there. Greg Braun talked to Andrew Filippone yesterday on the PM team. I think it was just Pony hosting, but I saw the video on X on 93.7 The Fan's account of Greg Braun talking and just saying the Pirates need offense, and this is a guy that has had offensive success and more specifically home run success before, and they really are relying on him to figure it out, and they're being patient, and they're walking a fine line between being, you know, patient enough and overly patient. But he wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Connor Joe got a hit as the first baseman. And the rest of the hitters picked it up. And the Pirates won. They had to come back. But they got it together late. And they won. 412-928-9370. I'm taking some calls this morning. So if you want to call, get a phone line, you're welcome to. You can call me. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's C-A. LLAS_33, and we got a caller on the line right now that wants to talk. So, hello, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Tim.
All right, Tim, what's up?
Yeah, the thing I take away from watching the game last night is how empty the ballpark is with fans. That is embarrassing. I mean, I know we're underperforming a little bit this year, but come on, we have got to show up and support this team. That is embarrassing.
Tim, thank you for the call. Sure. No, I'm with you. I don't try to pay attention too much to fan numbers in general. And that's something that I feel like is a bottom line front office or management thing for the team. I mean, look, it's baseball. And again, baseball's my favorite sport, so I can't, like, I feel like I have a biased perspective on it. Because, again, I'll go to a baseball game and I'll enjoy it. I don't know necessarily why people don't enjoy it or why people wouldn't go out. I know that the Pirates have been struggling, and maybe that they're proving now that they're going to get it together and they're going to turn this around and stay in the race throughout the entire year. I mean, their collapse last year was monumental. This year, hopefully they avoid that. I would rather them struggle a little bit early on than have the April they did last year, but also the equal fall that they had. There have been some frustrating points here. Maybe if Rowdy Tellez got DFA'd, more fans would be interested in coming. No, I'm kidding. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know. But yeah, I don't focus on that. I control what I can control. If I go to a game, if I want to go to a game, I'll go to a game. And I usually do attend at least a few games a year. Watch the Pirates. So I can't relate. I can only control what I can control, and maybe you should out there as well. If you want to go to games, go to games. And I do encourage people to go to Pirate games and support this team. And I've talked about this before. Sometimes the crowd can have an influence. Sometimes, you know, just a large amount of people having faith in you as an individual player on the team and then the team as a whole, it can indeed create a boost. And we've seen that before. So if you can go, but don't, you know, Tim and anybody else who's concerned about that, I don't look at the attendance numbers. It's not something that's at my forefront. If I can go, I'll go to games. If I can't, I can't. But I support the team, and I go to a few. And if you want to support the team, just go. You know, don't worry about the people that aren't going. You know, just go. If you can go, go. Focus on what you can do, for sure. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, taking calls all morning about the Pirates. You can also talk to me on X at callis_33 is my handle. That's callis_33. And I respond to those typed messages as well. But if you want to use your voice and you want to have a conversation on air with me, you can. Again, the number 412-928-9370. I'll take calls for as long as I'm on. It should be for another 10-15 minutes or so. Take one more call at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Pete.
All right, Pete, you're on the air. What's up?
About the attendance at the Pirates, over the last several years, we've seen them nosedive so bad. I think people were waiting to see a little bit of more winning, a consistency, not 4 out of 5, more like 15 out of 25 wins.
Sure, I'm with you. Yeah, thanks for the call. No, I understand. I get it. Like, I understand both sides. But again, I mean, I don't like talking about attendance numbers these days. Like, there's clearly been, you know, just a trajectory throughout all of Major League Baseball that attendance is declining. I think that that's changed a bit since the pitch clock was put in and some other rules were implemented to help maximize on action in the game. But again, I can't speak for that. I can only do what I can do. So, I mean, I hate having those attendance discussions because, I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, mass amount of people. What, you know, come to this thing, you know, with all the other things that exist in life. Like, oh, yeah, come to this thing. I can't do that because it's hard just to be like, hey, general people, show up. That's why I hate talking about attendance. It's not something that I like to touch on, and not because it's not a real issue, but it's like it's not an issue that we as people can solve, you know, as fans right now. All we can do is go if we enjoy going. I enjoy going to games. I enjoy baseball. So I go. If you enjoy baseball and you enjoy going to games, you go. That's all we can do. And maybe the general casual baseball and Pittsburgh sports fans, maybe they are looking for a little more consistency. I don't know. If you're one of those people and you have an opinion, I mean, call in. You can tell me, like, you know, how you feel about this team and stuff, and that's what we're talking about. Talk about how you feel about the team and how they could get better or what's causing them to not do well. But again, attendance numbers, I hate having those conversations because I don't know how to, you know, this radio show is not going to persuade people to go to games. I mean, I guess it could. It might if you hear exactly what's going on. But I say blanket, go to games. I'll do it. I go to games. I like going to games. So you go to games too if you want to go to games and you feel like this team is or the game of baseball is worth it. I think it is. I think PNC Park's great. And I like the nature of baseball, whether the Pirates are doing well or not. I like the nature of baseball, so I'll go. I'm grateful that in Pittsburgh, I have a team that I can root for. And this season is seeming to have more promise than we've seen in recent years. So, again, just hate having that conversation. It just, okay, great. There's a trajectory of fan attendance numbers in baseball and perhaps with the Pirates. What are we going to do about that as the individuals talking about it? If you want to go, go. And that's that. And, of course, winning cures all, and we know that too. And right now the Pirates, they're there. They're not in the lead yet, but they're there. They're in the conversation. They've got a team built to be in the conversation, and there's faith that should be had with this team this season. And last night was a nice one. To come back and win, to not just be down and out like they had the offensive star power, I guess I'll call it in a way, offensive star power to come back and overcome odds and win. Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's what they did, and that's good, and that's a promising sign. What's not quite a promising sign is something from the pitching staff yesterday. We'll talk about it. My name is Nicholas Haricalis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7 The Fan. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Go to sunchevy.com today. Going to be a high of 83, low of 63. Partly cloudy skies expected throughout most of the day. And then tomorrow, 45% chance of rain with a high of 76 and a low of 63. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Going to take maybe one or two calls before I go to break here. That will take us to the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson from Studio B, live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Right now we got Dan from Imperial who wants to talk. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind?
What's up, Nicholas? Hey, first off, I want to say I haven't had a chance to call in since the rap thing that you guys did. And I want to compliment you, brother, on your beatboxing skills and your rapping skills. You're pretty good, man.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Second thing I want to say is I know that the Martin Perez didn't exactly have the best outing yesterday, rest of the pitching staff. Anyway, mm-hmm. Long story short, we got the three-headed monster coming up, and that's what's encouraging to me is that when we win the games that, like the pitchers that aren't maybe that good, and then you got, Jones, Skeens, and Keller coming up, mm-hmm. We should win those games, right?
Yes.
So, and then the third thing I want to say is as far as putting people in the seats, first of all, it's a Monday night. Most people I know have a job to go to.
Well, yesterday was a Tuesday, to be fair, but,
All right, I'm sorry, Tuesday night, I apologize. But Tuesday night, most people I know have a job to go to. The weekends, now that's something different. People should be sitting in the seats on the weekends. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm up against the break here. Yeah, and I did want to touch on Perez, and I just don't know, as I'm looking at these stats, if we just have a skewed view of him now because Skeens and Jones are so good. 4 1/3, 3 walks, 2 earned runs given up. That's not too bad. 5 hits given up. The walks were concerning to me, though. Struck out 4 through that time, and I'd like to see him go a little longer than he did. But again, am I skewed? I don't know. And I'd love to have a conversation about this, but I'm out of time. But that was my big thing. Just, let that swirl in your head as food for thought. Are we just looking at Perez right now, and he's just not as good as compared to Jones and Skeens, which we've come to expect them be so elite. So is 4 1/3 and 2 earned runs given up with 3 walks, is that not good enough for us, or is he still a quality starter? I mean, I looked at that before, and I'm like, it seems like he struggled, but then you look at the numbers, and it wasn't. He didn't prevent the Pirates from winning that game yesterday, and the bullpen also gave up a couple runs, which they've had their points of struggle as well this season. I wouldn't call any of this like struggling necessarily. 4 earned runs given up by the pitching staff of the 6 runs the Giants scored. So 2 of those had to come across without being earned. So it's touch and go the way you look at it. But let that swirl in your head as food for thought. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow when I have some time, as well as the reaction to today's game. Game 2 of the series is at 6:40. You can listen to that right here on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.